Welcome to the Partner Connections Podcast, sponsored by Mölnlycke Health Care. This podcast brings you closer to the experts and thought leaders shaping the future of healthcare. My name is Kendra Brown, and today I have the privilege of talking with Dr. Kimberly DeSanto. She will be talking with us about supply chain economics, a very hot topic, leveraging product selection for our procurement success. All right, Dr. DeSanto, if you could just introduce yourself to our audience, we would greatly appreciate it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kimberly DeSanto. I'm currently the director of nursing in the pediatric ICU and children's oncology. Before this role, I worked 6 years in supply chain in value analysis, and I'm happy to be here today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. You have so much experience across supply chain and clinical leadership roles. So I'm glad to have you here as well. So let's go ahead and get started. I would love for you to help us understand the big picture. So we know that supply chain economics has become a top priority in healthcare. Can you share with our audience a quick overview of how product selection can impact procurement success?
Yes. Product selection directly influences procurement success in healthcare because it affects the cost, quality, availability, and clinical outcomes. I just wanted to discuss a few ways. We have cost efficiency. Choosing the cost-effective products doesn't always mean choosing the cheapest. We need to select a product that meets clinical needs that helps control the spending. Standardizing products across the departments also increase purchasing power, and this allows for bulk discounts. Another way is supply chain resilience. Selecting products from reliable suppliers with strong logistics reduce back orders, delays, and disruptions, especially during critical emergencies, example, our COVID pandemic. Another way is clinical outcomes. Procurement must align with the clinical requirements. Poor product selection can and often leads to adverse outcomes, increased readmissions, and regulatory issues. We also need to review inventory management. Selecting the right product streamlines inventory, reducing waste from expirations or overstocking. It's also important to have these vendor relationships, which equals consistent product choices help build long-term relationships with suppliers, which improve negotiation leverage and service levels. Strategic product selection helps balance cost, quality, and continuity to all essential, which is all essential to the procurement success.
Thank you so much for just providing an overview of how product selection can impact procurement success. I know a lot of procurement professionals have to think about a variety of different things, and product is just one of those things. And the three things that stood out to me is really what you said last, is that product selection impacts procurement success through cost, quality, and continuity. So based on your experience of these three things, is there one that is more important than the other, or would you say they're of equal importance?
I think they're of equal importance, and I think sometimes when we look at product selection, one thing that's often missed is to consider lifetime cycles of products and with the costs associated with that. You know, sometimes you have to look beyond the purchase price and consider the maintenance, the training, and replacement costs. You know, cheaper products may lead to higher downstream expenses, and sometimes when the vendors are, you know, bringing in products, sometimes you don't look at all of that. And I think that it is important to make sure that we look beyond that. And it's especially in, you know, when we look at the quality and the continuity, you know, it's so important to engage our physicians and nurses and the frontline staff in the product evaluation and selections. You know, they could provide insight that into which products truly impact outcomes, that's something that we might not look at.
Got it. Yeah, I know in this climate, right, financial pressures are huge across healthcare. And so I think it's great that you highlighted the importance of cost, quality, and continuity of products. So Just to follow up to that, then what do you recommend to supply chain leaders when it comes to balancing the cost demands or cost savings with quality patient outcomes? Like, how would you recommend that they do that? Are there some key approaches that you've leveraged to help make those decisions?
I think when I look at a product selection, I look at the clinical effectiveness, impact on length of stay. You know, you could review rehospitalization rates, efficiency. You know, a more expensive product might reduce complications or speed up recovery and have a more savings overall. You know, standardization across your healthcare system is very, it reduced costs through bulk purchasing. You know, data-driven decision-making, if, you know, the vendors or the hospitals are able to provide some data, and then you could, you know, evaluate the analytics based on the product performance, utilization, and outcomes, you know, you'll be able to see where your savings may come from by, you know, purchasing this particular product. I also think that, you know, when you test new products, is very important. You know, sometimes, you know, people just want to, you know, hospitals want to just switch, but sometimes it's important to, you know, do a pilot and monitor the product before you actually do something that, you know, might change or be critical for a patient across the board.
That is really helpful. I mean, there are several things that you stated, but I think that two that stood out to me was just leveraging data to help with decision making, and then also the importance of testing the product, the trials. And I know that that's happening pretty regularly within the healthcare setting. And so when you think about some of the things that you called out as far as being important to help supply chain leaders balance cost, quality, and outcomes, can you talk a little bit about the role that you think supplier relationships play in this process? And so those things you called out are really about optimization and maximizing the product output, et cetera. But how can organizations leverage supplier relationships for short-term and long-term success?
I think that this is supply continuity and risk mitigation. You know, strong relationships help ensure reliable access to critical supplies, especially during disruptions, natural disasters, or pandemics. Trusted suppliers or vendors we have relationships often prioritize loyal customers during shortages. Cost savings through collaboration. You know, partners may offer better pricing or rebates or bundle deals in exchange for volume commitments. We see this with volume commitments or standardization or long-term contracts. So this joint planning can eliminate inefficiencies on both sides. Yes, there are several ways that hospitals use data to make their decisions. One is cost utilization. This is where they use the spend and the usage data to compare the cost effectiveness of similar products across departments or facilities. They can identify high cost, low volume items. They uncover variation in usage patterns, and they target standardization opportunities. Another way is looking at the clinical outcome correlation. This links product use with patient outcomes by utilizing the electronic medical record and supply chain data. We can evaluate which products contribute to reduced complications, readmissions, or length of stay. This can justify the higher cost products when supported by improved outcomes. And then we can phase out products linked to poor results. An additional way is benchmarking and market comparison. You know, comparing products with pricing and performance against the national or regional benchmarks. This leverages the data with vendor negotiations. It helps us stay competitive and compliant with value-based care metrics. And it highlights the outliers in pricing or utilization. Real-time dashboards and alerts. These are tools that we deploy and provide supply chain and clinical leaders with real-time visibility. This helps us quickly detect anomalies in usage or spend, and it enables faster data-driven decisions during crisis or shortages.
No, that's really insightful. I mean, just Just a quick question. Let's go back in time. Do you think that because of what happened in COVID-19, that healthcare systems have gotten better at data-driven decision making, or do you think it's still a work in progress? I'm just curious what your opinion is about this.
I think that before the pandemic, due to natural disasters, we were able to, leverage usage and having contracts with vendors to have product available when things happen. I think that when the pandemic hit, it showed us that all of our supplies were so vulnerable. And I think definitely now it opens everyone up to a bigger picture that they're able to foresee and plan to what they need in future state. So even though before the pandemic, we might have been a little bit with the hurricanes and IV fluids and different items, this really opens our eyes that we could be so vulnerable with so many products that were needed in the hospital.
Got it. And I'm just, I know that your previous role was focused on supply chain, and now your current role, you're back in a clinically focused role. Do you find yourself thinking differently, having had the experience you had in supply chain, going through the pandemic, and now being in a clinical role?
Yes, I definitely think that it enlightens me being in a supply chain role and seeing what happens on that end. I always said that supply chain is the conduit between the hospital and the vendor. And I didn't realize all that went into getting products to the actual, end user. And I could appreciate that more, but it also helps me to understand what my staff are going through, or any part of the clinical team when we don't have the product that we're used to and we're getting different substitutions, or some of the product that we've always used might be made a little bit differently, and because we had a shortage of some kind of different products to create them, that we might see that the products aren't the way they used to be. It helped us see that we really need to have product available for a longer period of time, just in case there's ever an emergency, so that we could plan better.
Yes, I think planning better is definitely a common theme throughout supply chain and healthcare. And so I appreciate you just, providing your perspective going from supply chain to clinical and thinking about the impacts of COVID-19. And so as we close out our time together, I would love it if you could share with our audience your thoughts on any future trends and takeaways. So, looking ahead, are there any key trends or a key trend that you think will help shape supply chain economics?
There are several. I mean, you look at value-based procurement. This is shifting the focus from the lowest price to the best value. By integrating patient outcomes or total cost of ownership and clinical effectiveness into purchasing decisions. We're hearing a lot about the increased adoption of AI, right? So digital supply chain transformation. This could forecast demand, manage inventory, and maybe identify cost savings opportunities in real time. When we look at the supply diversification and resilience post-COVID, organizations are diversifying vendors and nearshoring suppliers to reduce reliance on single sources. This helps boost supply chain resilience. And I think one piece of advice for healthcare leaders is to build a strong data-informed partnership between your clinical and supply chain teams. Aligning the clinical outcomes with financial goals and backing decisions with the analytics. This will drive smarter procurement, reduce waste, and create long-term value across the health system.
Yes, I think I definitely agree that focus on clinical and economic outcomes. I mean, ultimately, at the center of everything we do is the patient. And so making sure that they're getting the outcomes is really critical, but then also being mindful of the economic value is critical as well. And so the last question I want to ask as we close out our time, which has been great, by the way, Dr. DeSanto, what's one piece of advice you'd give to healthcare leaders looking to optimize their procurement strategy today?
Clinically integrated supply chains. By doing this, we have a closer alignment between clinical and supply chain teams to ensure product choices support the care, quality, efficiency, and patient safety, all in one.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Dr. Kimberly DeSanto, or Kim, or Dr. DeSanto, thank you so much for spending time with me today and with our listeners. I hope that to everyone that's on and had the opportunity to listen to our conversation today, I hope it added value. And if you have any questions, feel free to follow up with us and we'll make sure we respond. But otherwise, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for joining us.